So back during the duck and cover Cold War days, when I was growing up in the 60s, you'd turn on the TV and there was nothing there, you'd assume there'd been an attack of some kind, right?
Holy cow.
If you pick up your phone and there's no dial tone, you go, oh my God, what's going on? The whole fabric of the universe seems to be disrupted in some way. Well, yesterday for about an hour, people couldn't use their email on Google, and Gmail was down. The chat was down for about an hour. Google, of course, does a lot of its features in the so-called cloud configuration. That means the computers are off-site. They're not on your screen, but all of your data is stored on computers that are off in the ether somewhere. John Abel joins us now, New York Bureau Chief of Wired.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Is a Google outage beginning to look a lot like sort of the phone company going down during the 60s in the sense that Google, with all of its proliferation of features and its use of cloud computing where the data is stored off your own computer, is it becoming a kind of Uber utility of the 21st century?
Well, they're certainly getting there, and I think they'd like you to think so. In fact, they have a recent ad campaign in which they say that you don't really need Microsoft products on your computer anymore because they replicate everything on their cloud. So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal when this happens. It was only for about 100 minutes, and they were pretty responsive in how they fixed the problem. So it wasn't the end of the world, but it certainly seems like that sometimes.
Well, it's a hint of things to come. Let's listen to that ad campaign that you just talked about.
Google Apps is a customizable package of workplace applications, and the communications hub is Gmail, our web-based email program. Let's explore some unique features that make Gmail users more connected, efficient, and productive.
The geeky, friendly voice encouraging you to acquire all of these apps and to actually join the Google universe. Are we ultimately unclear about the vulnerability of cloud computing based on Google's experience yesterday?
I think anyone in the business who would say in a cage fight would Google and Microsoft be equal partners in the reliability contest, you'd have a laughing match because everything to some extent is unreliable. The complexity here is that when the difficulty happens, it's not something that your own IT professionals can deal with. You have to wait for people that are far away generally and completely off limits to you to deal with the problem. So what Google and other companies that are involved in cloud computing have to convince us is that they are responsive and they can fix these problems quickly without you calling up tech support and waiting and asking and waiting to be asked, is the machine plugged in and turned on?
Indeed. What sells, I guess that's the takeaway, what really sells these Google apps is their transparency, but that's also the vulnerability. When they go down, they're down, and you're just sitting there in your home office all by yourself and out of luck. John Abel, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
John Abel is New York Bureau Chief of Wired.com talking about a 100-minute outage of Gmail yesterday and the implications for cloud computing. And now let's take a look at some of the headlines we're following.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.